Good evening, and again, welcome to the Yellow Dogs, and again, Happy New Year very soon. So we're getting closer and closer to where we can close out 2025 and just welcome in 2026. And it's where a number of us take the opportunity to begin again. Have you already started your New Year's resolutions yet? Mm-hmm. Well, in the beginner's mind, there are many possibilities, says Suzuki. In the expert's mind, there are few. And we've found that out, haven't we, in the sense of we have just opened to more than we thought was really possible. I guess I could talk about myself. But beginner's mind is the mind that knows that this moment has never happened before. This moment has never happened before. It blows the rational mind, completely blows it. So tonight we can reflect on this moment is not a continuation of the past. It's a new beginning. Boy, wouldn't that have an impact on our lives if we lived by that? So the month of January is a perfect time to reflect and remind ourselves. And we've made New Year's resolutions forever. And of course we know that nothing is ever the same. Even though our minds will filter this information as false, it still is true. It remains true that we can act from this truth. And so we learn beginning again is not a failure. Beginning again is the heart of the path. And so we will begin as a Sangha with remembering just the fundamentals of insight teaching starting next week. And so I've had a beginning or either taught or as part of a session of beginning again many, many times. And I'm always surprised as how much I've forgotten to remind myself. So when we believe we can begin again, we stop punishing ourselves for not being who we thought we should be. Is that not true? We take responsibility without collapsing into shame. Oh yeah, I remember, I'm a human being. We learn from what happened instead of reliving it. Thank goodness someone told me about that. So shame says, of course, I'm wrong. But beginning again says, something happened. Well, isn't that interesting? Well, what now? And that's embracing life instead of trying to control it. And there's just so much ease in that type of living. So when we believe there is another chance, and we've got lots of chances, we can pause more easily. What are we in the hurry? What are we in hurry for? Are we less hijacked by old patterns? You know, I get tired of myself sometimes. No more than sometimes. I just really get tired of myself. And so we are less hijacked by old patterns, and we can choose a wiser response, even late in the process, even in the middle of something. We can still change. We can still respond. We can still shift. So beginning again works even in midstream of our lives, in the middle of an argument. I've had that happen. In the middle of a meditation gone sideways, many times. In the middle of fear or grief. Yeah. We just wake up to the truth. And it does not require starting over perfectly. It's not what it means. Impermanent teaches us that nothing stays fixed. Not our moods, thank goodness, not our mistakes, not our identities. Each moment arises freshly. And each moment passes. So each moment really does invite us to start fresh. And in our Buddhist practice, we do not aim for perfection. We know we are perfectly imperfect. And we do aim for honesty about ourselves. And that's one of the biggies, because as we begin to get to know ourselves very intimately, because that's the name of the game, then it's like, uh-oh, do I want to go there? Well, that's what the practice enables us to do. Go to the shadows, go to the dark places, go to the places that we have not ever had the truth of what would happen or what will happen. So we really aim for honesty and presence and kindness, and to be as perfectly imperfect as we can be. And so we know the body's imperfect, the mind's imperfect, life's imperfect, and yet awakening is possible just any moment, in each second, each moment. Not when we fix ourselves. Oh, wait a minute, let me fix myself before I wake up. Thank goodness. But when we meet ourselves. Hello, self. I'm very interested in you in a way that I probably have not been in my life, but now I'm brave enough to go there, to find those places within me that are hidden or that I've stuffed or, you know, that I didn't know how to touch. So, but when we meet ourselves, mistakes are inevitable. They are not proof that we're broken. It means we're quite alive, healthy. They are proof that we are alive and we're learning constantly. The mind reacts strongly to mistakes. Oh, I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have done that. You know, what we do with mistakes. And it has an influence on our bodies too, because we get, you know, tense. It tightens up. And then the judging mind starts coming up. And then we look for someone to blame. I can't tell you how many times Brandy back here is the blame for all the things I do wrong. Until one day I woke up, I don't know when, and realized there is no one to blame. And let's think about that when we want to look back and blame our parents and other people about things, you know. We just all do the very best we can. Well, you know, there's no one to blame. So often the mind turns on itself. You should know better, mind. You've been meditating for a long time. Now stop the nonsense. And you always do this. There must be something wrong with me. This is not wisdom. See how we beat ourselves up? Even in the middle of Vipassana meditation, we do this to ourselves. Ajahn Chah said, if you let go a little, you will have a little peace. If you let go a lot, you will have a lot of peace. I don't have it down here, but the last line is, if you let go completely, you will have complete peace. Wow. So letting go does not mean denial. It means stopping the fight. Stop the fighting with our lives, with nature, with what has already happened. And when a mistake occurs, we know the first thing to do is just pause with it and feel it in our bodies. That's what we're practicing. And we're noticing, oh, this is how it feels in the body. And we're allowing it, and we're being with it. We're being with it with sincere presence, deep presence. And so something happens. Things begin to shift, slowly but surely. So we're really allowing our nervous system to settle with these pauses, because we are reactive, and especially if we practice reaction for as long as I've practiced reaction, there's going to be a reaction before I can process it. But thank goodness I do have a process, and only then can clarity arise. So there's no one to blame, not even ourselves. Blame keeps us stuck in the past, but responsibility brings us into the present. So responsibility says, yes, this happened. Yes, this has consequences. And now, what is the most compassionate response? Seems easy, doesn't it? It's not. It seems easy, but it's not. Suzuki Roshi says, each of you is perfect the way you are, and you can use a little improvement. I like that. So we are whole, and we are growing, and we are changing, whether we want to or not. And honesty with ourselves is a radical practice. So no one told me to be honest with myself growing up. All I did was learn all kinds of ways to think of how I can protect this personality. You know, how do I get myself out of it? But it just means seeing clearly without being aggressive towards yourself or being aggressive towards life, any aspects of life. And it means telling the truth without punishment. Oh, it feels good. It feels whole, you know, even if what I'm saying to myself I don't particularly like. But the truth is deeper and more satisfying than anything. So it means seeing clearly without aggression. And so Jack Kornfield says, if your compassion does not include yourself, it is incomplete. And self-forgiveness is not indulgence. It's liberation. Forgiveness loosens the grip of shame. And forgiveness allows learning to happen. Okay, pick myself back up and see how many times, you know, how many times will we fall in that hole until we are ready to relate to it in a different way, but we're not going to push ourselves or shame ourselves before that thing. So forgiveness makes space for beginning again. So Ram Dass says, you're forgiven for your unskillfulness. You're forgiven for your humanity. And the mind state around mistakes matters. You know, many times we just don't talk about it. We, as an elementary school principal, I talked about it because it was something important when kids make mistakes, when adult makes mistakes, it has to be acknowledged. It has to be, yeah, well, that's part of life. That's part of interacting. Now, what do we do? Well, we had a whole process to do. So, because a contracted mind learns nothing. A gentle mind, it learns everything because we're relaxed. We're relaxed and open to the possibilities that this particular practice offers us. And remorse says, I see the harm, I care, I want to do better. Yeah, but it's not shame. I am the harm, I am bad, and I do not belong. And you know, that's one of the things, thank goodness, as educators, especially with small kids, that we knew how to address the behavior, not the child being bad, you know. But we didn't all grow up that way. So we've got, you know, some relearning to do. So the Buddha did not teach shame. He taught awakening. And when we meet mistakes with mindfulness, they just become teachers. Yep, well, learn that one. Got that lesson again. They show us our conditioning. They show us the places we're trying to touch, you know, that we haven't touched within us. How can the wholeness be without it? We'll departmentalize ourselves without it. We won't even realize the wholeness within our own existence. So our conditioning, it shows us where care is needed. And impermanence reminds us that this moment is not the end of the story. We're not frozen in our worst moment. Now we can replay it and replay it and replay it for no reason at all except ignorance. I just didn't know not to do it. Just that simple. So change is always possible, and beginning again may happen many times a day. Many times a day. Each breath is a beginning. Each step is a beginning. Each choice is a beginning. So the practice is pretty simple. Not easy, but simple. Because we are reigning on our lives. We are recognizing for maybe the first time things that are happening within us and without us. And we're allowing it. And we're becoming interested in it. And so we're learning about ourselves and begin again. So this is the path of freedom. It's the path of kindness. This is the path to be a complete human being. So, hello there, human beings. Welcome. And thank you for being good listeners. And now we'll open it to you.